the most difficult? I don't know, really. I mean, it depends. There's, you know, so many different elements. All right, for take, for example, on... I doubled Naomi Harris on a film with the Wachowski brothers, who made The Matrix, called Ninja Assassin in Berlin. And I got an email saying, you know, we've heard all about you. Can you slide and drift a car? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, okay, we need some video. So I ran out and I got hold of my friend Ben Collins, who's was currently working on The Bond. He was a Stig on... And he put me in touch with a friend of his, and I went to Silverstone race course. He put me in a car, I threw it around, got a bit on video and sent it over to America, and they got back and they were like, yeah, man, you rock. And I thought, great. So, you know, I got out there and, you know, you forget things. You know, you're so excited about the job. I got there and I forgot, obviously, it's Berlin. Everything is left-hand drive. So I get there and they give me this old car and there's barely moving, you know, go on, let me see what you can do. And I jump in this car and I'm like, oh my God, I forgot it's all left-hand drive, everything's backwards. And it was funny. I mean, I adapted very quickly because you don't want to show yourself up, you know, you want to show that you can do the job. And you have to adapt very quickly. So that was a bit of a challenge for me, and I did it. And there was one scene, which was the last scene, where I actually kill the ninja on the roundabout. So he's just about to chop off the head of the star, and I drive in and I do this J turn where I drive in and then I slap the ninja out of the way with the rear end of the car. But it was a night shoot, and it was the last shoot of the night because obviously the daylight was coming in, and I only had one shot at it. And sometimes you get a couple of goes, depending on budget and, you know, camera angles or whatever. I mean, it depends if the cameraman's got it as to whether you'll do it again. But this time I only had one shot, and I had to get it right. And I think that moment was... that was challenging. That was like, oh God, I've got to do this. And I did it, and it was perfection, and I was so happy. And you know, you get put on the spot, you get you know, all eyes are on you when you're doing your work, and you don't want to make a mistake, for health reasons and also for financial reasons. I mean, you want to give your best performance every time you go out there and work. And I strive to do that and, you know, possibly go above and beyond what they expect of you, which I try to do. And it pays off a lot of the time, and it's good. I mean, you're happy. As long as you're not going home in an ambulance and they've got the shot in the can, it's been a good day.